Good morning, brothers and sisters. Turn back in your Bibles there to 1 Corinthians 16 as we're looking at what it means to be the manly church. Christian courage, to stand firm. We're looking at these five battle cries for turning sissies into soldiers of Christ and for waging spiritual warfare with a manly faith. And where I left off yesterday was soldiers of Christ, as the battle rages on, as we grow weary at times of fighting sin and temptation and fear and anxiety and selfishness and all the schemes of Satan in the world, we have to remember we don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. Ephesians 6, we saw that with the armor of God. We don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. Christ has already won the war. D-Day happened at Calvary. The tomb is empty. The king is alive. The victim of Calvary is loose and at large. He walked out of his own tomb. He's risen and ascended. He's exalted. We saw that back in Psalm 2 and Psalm 110. Satan is defeated. However, in our daily Christian life and as the church, we still must fight some final cleanup battles until Jesus returns to publicize his victory to the world and to establish his kingdom on earth. And Paul shows us how to do that here in these five battle cries for spiritual warfare. Number one, look at the text there in verse 13, be on the alert. Here's the first point, watch, watch. What takes four words in the English is one word in the Greek here in verse 13. Alert, vigilance, watch. It's a word that shows up 22 times in the New Testament because it's that important. Do you realize, Christian, you are being hunted. You are prey. You are the food of choice for Satan and the world and the flesh. And corporately as a church, we are being hunted. 1 Peter 5, verse 8, be on the alert, your enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Tell me, friends, if the warfare is unceasing, can our watchfulness cease? If the battle has not ended, can our vigilance end? As Christ commanded his drowsy disciples there three times in Gethsemane, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. Yet each time, what did he find them doing? Sleeping. And so they all fell away. For a time, they were caught unprepared and defeated by Satan's assault. No, says the word of God here in this text, be on the alert. Watch, as the Puritan William Gurnall puts it so well in his classic on Ephesians 6, the Christian's complete armor. He says, the saint's sleeping time is Satan's tempting time. Every fly dares venture to creep on a sleeping lion. When was Samson's hair cut by Delilah? While sleeping. When was King Saul's spear stolen by David? While sleeping. When was Noah shamed by his sons? Whilst in a drunken sleep. When did Eutychus fall out of the window as the Apostle Paul was preaching? While sleeping. Watch. Be on the alert. Satan has certain temptations that are tailor-made for every season. Be vigilant against laziness, against selfishness, against despair and loneliness, the particular temptations of this lockdown and this pandemic and this trial that we're going through right now. Be on the alert against slacking in your daily devotional habits and scripture and prayer, against failing to have fellowship with other believers, against forsaking the assembling with the saints on the Lord's Day for all who are able, against leading in family worship in your household. Watch, be on the alert. Now, number two, the second battle cry is stand. Keep reading there in the text. Stand firm in the faith. It's another frequent command of Paul in his epistles. This is how God spells victory in battle, success in spiritual warfare, S-T-A-N-D. When it comes to the faith, Christian doctrine, the truth of the Bible, the gospel, don't fall, don't falter, don't waver, don't move, don't run, don't flee, don't worry about attacking, rebuking Satan, shouting at the devil, or advancing in your own power. Just stand, stay put, remain firm. This is what the previous chapter 15 is all about. It begins and ends with a call to stand. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Because of the doctrine of the resurrection, the hope of a glorified body for the Christian. Therefore, he says, my beloved brethren, 15:58, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Be on watch, he says. And number two, stand. Beloved, everything's not up for discussion. Sometimes Christians don't need more dialogue and feeling and sharings. The fundamentals are fixed. The truth is certain. The word of God is unchanging. We don't need an open mind about these things. We need a firm stand. We need a manly courage. We need sure footing. We need deep roots. One of my favorite battle scenes is in Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. Remember King Theoden's speech to the soldiers before the Battle of Minas Tirith. He says to them, a day may come when the courage of men fails, when we forsake our friends and break all bonds of fellowship. But it is not this day. An hour of wolves and shattered shields, when the age of men comes crashing down. But it is not this day. This day we fight. By all that you hold dear on this good earth, I bid you stand, men of the West. How much more should we hear this from the word of God? Watch and stand. See you tomorrow.